This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 27, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber is supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy afternoon, low 30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 5:09 p.m. Governor Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will visit the DeMakis family YMCA in Lynn today to make an announcement related to affordability in Massachusetts. They will then participate in an activity with kids at the Y Academy. There is a five-way race to replace Kim Driscoll as mayor of Salem. Tomorrow night, there will be a forum at Salem State to hear from all five candidates. The forum is being organized by the Frederick Berry Institute for Politics, League of Women Voters, and the Salem Partnership. There are no more in-person tickets available for tomorrow's event. Our website is planning to have coverage of the event this week, and today we will be posting another feature interview with one of the five candidates running for mayor. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger has announced that his department will be lowering the age for becoming a prison guard from 21 years old to 19. The department has been having a difficult time hiring guards, and the Essex County House of Corrections is the second largest in Massachusetts. The town of Swampscott is planning two informational events regarding coyotes. Tomorrow night at 6:30, there will be a Zoom presentation with animal experts called Living with Coyotes. There will also be an event in March. The Daily Item in Lynn has complete details on the events in today's paper and online at itemlive.com. We will have a link in this post that can direct you to that story. In sports, Moynihan Lumber names two athletes of the month for January. That's next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins were off yesterday. They'll be playing at Edmonton tonight. The Celtics also off yesterday. They'll be playing the Knicks in New York tonight. The Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 7-6 in spring training baseball yesterday. Today, they'll play the Twins starting at 1. The monthly Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month are out for January, and the winners are Cecilia Kay, Bishop Fenwick girls basketball.
Kind of a young team this year, but we've been really able to develop and just play our best basketball going forward. So our goal is just mainly to make a deep run in the playoffs, and that's what we're all looking forward to.
As far as the toughest or best game for Fenwick basketball this year, that came against Pentucket.
It was a really close game. It was the whole game through was really tough, and everyone showed up and played really well that game. That's the one I'm definitely most proud of, and that one was really, really great for our team.
Bishop Fenwick's Cecilia Kay, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. The other monthly winner was Beverly Boys basketball standout Ryder Frost, who recently scored his 1,000th career point. Now, going into that game, he needed 19 points to hit the 1,000 mark.
After I hit my first shot, it was kind of just after that, I was like, all right, I really know I can do this. And then I went ahead and hit three or four more threes. And I was just able to get it done, and it was just amazing. It was an amazing feeling. I was really just thankful for all the, you know, people who took time and energy and sacrificed a lot of time to help me. And it was just an amazing night. And I'm really just thankful for my coaches and my teammates and everyone who helped me.
As for stepping up his game this season, his driving to the basket is much better.
I've definitely been trying to work on that over the off season. Last year was kind of a struggle for me, or it was definitely harder for me to handle the ball, just getting more comfortable with defenders being right on me and being tight with me, especially at 6'6", and having, you know, most of the defenders be, you know, smaller, quick guards. So that was definitely a point of emphasis for me over the off season, just being more comfortable with the ball and being able to score at all three levels, not just, you know, catch and shoot and stuff like that.
Beverly's Ryder Frost, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Some state tournament sports start tonight. MIAA pairings and brackets are posted on our website. And don't forget, North Shore Sports Night airs tonight at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday, everyone, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.